fall be alone, knowing that I need you to save me.
Hello. Hello, everyone. My name is Drew. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is the first live airing of Drew's Party Time. My name is Drew Cohen, and that would make this my party, and it is 7 p.m., which is our time. And I must confess, this is the first radio show I have ever done. So bear with me through any technical difficulties or any awkwardly long pauses, because right now I'm staring at a very complicated looking soundboard and I just hope nothing blows up. So I thought, I might as well explain the structure of this show. I've got some music lined up for you, and I'm using lined up very loosely, I think. If you could think of a show as like a highway, and lined up would be, you know, we're driving down for the stops. I think we're more sort of careening down a freeway, and I've placed some cones that we might hit on the way there. So that's at least my goal. And this is Drew's Party Time. So that's three things. I thought I might as well start by talking about the first. You know, somewhat contrary to an unnamed industry's standards, we'll start with the DP. My name is Drew. I'm Drew Cohen. You know, I'm a freshman at Tufts. I'm very wet, actually. It's extremely rainy outside. I guess it's monsoon season here in New England. It's a bad day to be wearing athletic shorts. So I'm very cold, or I was very cold, but at least now we're sitting in a comfy studio. We're talking about nothing. We have some good music, and I think it's going to be a good time. So let's see. I'm 6'3". I'm a little bit weird, a little bit quirky. That's sort of the tough standard. I have a couple interests. You need a couple interests to get into a school like this, I hear. I like iguanas a lot. I really like autumn colors. Let's see. And I'm a pretty bad drummer. So I suppose that's where I've intersected this music industry. Back in high school, I was in a band called Priapus, which, you know, if you've read like Percy Jackson, that's a pretty funny name. And currently I'm in an unnamed band here that's just sort of started up in these months. Things are going okay. I think we're called like the Salty Hogs, although that was very quickly vetoed. So things are a little uncertain. But here in the studio today, I think it's time to play our first song. It's one that I very much enjoy. It's one that I first listened to today. But it's a genre that I really like. It's a very funky one. I think you'll catch on to that pretty quick. And here it is. Psych, gotcha, that was the wrong ox. Watch this. Now, it might actually play.
They call me Dr. Funk and I'm the cat y'all need to know. So lend your ear and listen and I'll fill your prescription and I'll tell you that it's time to go. You see, I got what's good in your neighborhood. Your people know I ain't playing around. And you better believe I'm the man to see when the funk comes in the town. Said you better call the doctor. Dr. Funk, I got what you need. Got what you need. Said I got just what you need. They call me the doctor.
Well, you have to admit that was pretty funky. I am not Dr. Funk, although I wish I was. And anyone who just tuned in, this is Drew's Party Time. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And before I talked a bit about me, I'm Drew. But I think we have to move on to the P, in the D, and the DP. What is a party, you know? What makes a party good, I think, is something important to examine when you're hosting a party like this, when it's the time for a party. And what's a good angle to analyze something? Well, like most things, I think, or most definitions at least, a party has sort of three main definitions. There's a scientific, we can say, scientific type of party, you know, the Google definition, which I'll bring up in a sec and maybe let us all in on. There's probably the collective definition, you know, what society, or maybe, you know, the Tufts community, what Tufts decides to define a party. Been unimpressed so far. And then me, the most important one will go last. What do I think a party is, or what an individual would consider a party? So scientifically, or at least, you know, like utterly rationally, like totally, what is the definition of a party? Let's say it's a gathering, a celebration of something, a gathering of people, usually to have fun. I think that's something inherent in a party. Otherwise, I mean, you can't call a funeral a party. So sure, that's going to be what we think a party is. A party is a gathering of people for a celebration. And that's going to be pretty similar to, you know, Tufts as a community. What does Tufts as a community think? Definitely a gathering of people. Oh, no, it's three simple things. A Tufts party is in a basement with way too many people. And there's bad music. I think that's the three characteristics of a Tufts party. Basement, too many people, bad music. And I think I'd love to contrast that with our party up here, our individual party. Because guess what? We're not in a basement. We're in an attic. I can look out over the Tufts campus. I can see the big hill. Makes me tired just looking at it. It's just me. That's for dang sure. And I don't know what a gathering of people exists listening to this right now, but I bet it's far less than in any Tufts basement party. So it's just me, an individual in an attic. And I like to think we play good music. So that's what a party is. A gathering of people in celebration, possibly. Maybe it's a group of people in a basement, or maybe it's one person in an attic playing tunes. Sneak peek right there.
Down. Hurry down. Won't you hurry on down? Let the weary day be over. I'm so tired of the hurt. I've been taking, my heart has been aching so. So bring on that.
So fun fact, I actually heard of that song at the end of a Better Call Saul episode. That's the sequel to Breaking Bad, where Jimmy McGill was just getting arrested for breaking into his brother's house. And then he leans down, and then that just like, hurry on, comes in. That's pretty recently. I hear of my music through mainstream TV shows. That's allowed, right? Anyways, what are we on now? This is Drew's Party Time. It's 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We were talking about myself. We'll continue to do that. We were talking about parties, and we'll talk about time. There's a scientific tint to my life. I'm into physics. I'm an engineering student, but we're allowed to like multiple things, and physics is not that far from engineering. So what is time? Well, it's actually very difficult to define. A lot of people like saying that it's a human construct, and it very much is to an extent. There is this law of thermodynamics where we can point to natural systems trending in a certain direction, which would make us assume that there is sort of a form of time. But like the time that we view, like it is, you know, 7 p.m., time for Drew's party, like the time of Drew's party, that's a little ambiguous because, you know, it's not 7 p.m. across the world. It's just in our little, you know, longitudinal slice that we think it's 7 p.m. and we use that sort of as a reference point, whereas there is no really objective time on the planet. And in time as in like energy, because if you speed up time, it's really just, or your perception of time is just the speed at which your brain operates. It's just the speed of those chemical reactions. And most chemical reactions are reversible. There's no real law in energy that things cannot move backwards. There's no reason why time cannot move backwards. It's just that law of energy and statistics, and that chaos is more likely to occur than order, makes things trend in a certain direction. So that's what we have to say about time. Time's a very interesting thing. Many books on it. A really good Stephen Hawking book about time. It's a fascinating subject, and it has nothing to do with music, and I really don't know what else to say about it. This next song coming up is called Lowdown. Currently, Lowdown is pretty wet. It is raining. That's coming down. And without further ado, here's the song. Those ideas in your head.
cold. It's doggy, doggy, sister, surely getting old. Got to have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Show so far, and not a single bit, oh, a little bit was positive, but there was a lot that was said about this show, and I think I'll go through it, that was a little critical, and I'm open to critiques. I just thought it was funny that during that ramble I received so much criticism. I know, Dad, that playing Time by Pink Floyd after talking about Time would have been a good idea, but I had this thing lined up, and I like Lowdown by Boss Skaggs, and maybe Time by Pink Floyd wasn't the vibe. And Mom, I know that I can research the songs. I'm aware of that. This talk show is a little more stream of consciousness. And their dad came in and he said that it was cool that I was making stuff up on the spot, as parents should. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. And I love you, of course. Funny story, this is probably the first time I've spoken to them in at least a couple weeks. That's something bad, but I don't know. Maybe weekly radio shows are a good way to stay in touch with your parents, at least when they're a significant portion of your viewing audience. Up next we got a couple friends sitting in DeWick right now. Shout out to all you guys, you know who you are. My roommate, he's a wonderful guy. He puts weird fruit in the fridge, but it only rots some of the time. And it's not why the room smells bad. Another one. Yes, people defending Tufts parties. I'm sitting here with my computer. I got three texts. It wasn't that crazy, but I think I just interacted with the entirety of my audience. Tufts parties, I mean, some of them have good music. There's this guy who I was alerted, shout out to DJ Lil Beanie. Don't really know what that refers to, but he's no Drew's Party Time, okay? There's no Drew's Party Time in the Tufts basement. It's only in the attic of WMFO 91.5, live in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, okay? Let's get that straight. And it just occurred to me that I just experienced my first bout of radio panic because, like I said at the beginning of the show, things weren't necessarily lined up. They were more placed on a highway for us to careen into. You know, the Time ramble, the party, the myself. But during that show, I really had no clue what to say. I was staring at the soundboard. I was enjoying the music. But if we get a little meta here for a moment, it's my first radio show. I was experiencing some panic here in the studio. And I just thought I'd share that with you guys before our next song comes on. It's Sun Flurry by Spyro Gyro, a wonderful band, sort of progressive jazz fusion. So this is Sun Flurry. oddly enough, this little intersection between our songs. It did occur to me while that jazz was playing, I think the only reason music is played on air is so that, you know, like those airheaded disc jockeys can think of stuff to say in between. I mean, if I could, I would rant the entire time. Well, I can talk about the song. I suppose I am playing music. I don't need to be entirely off topic. The next song coming up is Distant Early Warning by Rush. And Rush is one of my favorite bands. Neil Peart, the drummer for Rush, is one of my favorite drummers. He writes a lot of their songs. They're very philosophical. Not so much this one. This one is just great Canadian rock. But he was he's a very inspirational drummer. I think a lot of people, and he died fairly recently, which is a tragedy. He was known as the Professor. There's this big compliment in drumming. He was very articulate on the drums. So he was very good with his chops. He was the Professor. He was an inspiration, an extremely good drummer, and a big, like I said, philosophizer with his lyrics, and a big sci-fi guy. And I'm really into sci-fi as well. So a lot of Rush's lyrics have little sci-fi elements. They released this big album, which is similar to it's a sci-fi story, basically. It's called 2112, about the future when everything's run by machines. And it's amazing. So this is Distant Early Warning by Rush. This is 91.5 FM. I hope you enjoy it.
The world.
That was Distant Early Warning by Rush. All right, we're back. The party is about midway through. It's 7:37. And I think right now I'm going to talk about something that's very dear to my heart. Something that's been on my mind a lot lately. It's something that's recently changed, something I engage in quite a lot, something that of course means a lot to me. And when it's changed in this way, it sort of gets me a little, sad for the future and a little bit, angry. I think it's safe to say I get angry about things sometimes. And of course, what I'm talking about is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, because, listen, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate recently received its final DLC character, which is a downloadable content character. And of course, Smash Bros. Is one of the most recognizable and most influential and greatest and every single superlative type of game out there. And when it does something like it just did, and I'll get to that in a moment, it reflects, I think, a little poorly on the gaming industry as a whole. And I'm talking about the addition of Sora. This is totally related to our next song. Sora from Kingdom Hearts. I'm getting a little teary in the studio. Sora from Kingdom Hearts as the newest and final DLC character in Smash Bros. And there's nothing wrong with Sora in Smash. We all wanted Master Chief from Halo. But Sora, he just could have been done so much better. There's this guy, Masahiro Sakurai. He designs all of the Super Smash Bros. Titles. And Sora is the name of his company. And he's including the namesake of his company as a character. And to be frank, there's this thing called Kit, which if you're into the game, that's the type of moves your character has. His Kit is a little underwhelming. And I'm going to get into it for a sec. We have 20 minutes. I might as well talk for as long as I can about this thing, which is really dear to me. This is Cross-Eyed Mary by Jethro Tull. For all intents and purposes, I really could get extremely riled up about that, but not right now. All right, a couple updates from the studio. For one, I guess not a ton of Smash Bros. Fans in the audience. I could put a disclaimer on Drew's party time that there may be Smash Bros. Talk in the future, so if that's the sort of thing you avoid, never speak to me. This is something I suppose I can talk about, because it's something I'm ruminating on in the studio right now. I was told by my kind mother that there is a hard, fast rule that you should never interrupt a song. And I'm unclear as to whether that's true. And from my understanding, and from, you know, we defined party a little time ago, and there were very few hard, fast rules for parties. But perhaps there is one in the studio that you're not supposed to do something like that. I thought I gave a lot of fair warning that this being Drew's party time, we would have a party. And I don't think there's any good party that isn't mildly extemporaneous. That isn't a little spontaneous. That isn't a little funky at times. You know, that uses the soundboard perfectly and doesn't start the wrong song at least once or twice a show. So at least that's what I'm aiming for. I listened to a show from last week, their first show, my good friend, or who was my good friend, and then slowly drifted apart because I wasn't cool enough. Their show, and I won't name it. I would give it a shout out for one, but I forget the name, and two, I'm going to talk trash about it. No, not really. What I'm trying to say about this show is that it was a little too perfect, right? When you have a radio show, and when you're in college, and when you're free to be who you are, you don't need your show to be so perfect. I think people say college is a time for parties. I'm using party as a metaphor for a lot of things right now, but I think it's fair to break those hard, fast rules. It's okay to say things as they come, stream of consciousness, to sit by yourself, as I have a lot these past couple months, and just think and talk. And instead of being in the shower, talking to just myself in the thin walls of Tilton Hall, I can talk to at least 8 of my friends at once. And that's something that's, you know, extremely beautiful. And in that vein of me sitting alone by myself, trying to talk about happy things, I'll play the happiest song I know. This is Animal Spirits by Wolf Peck. Shout out to my chemistry partner.
The climax.
That song is so happy. Oh, I was singing to myself in the studio. If I was feeling bolder, maybe a couple weeks down the line when the party has gone on long enough, I'll unmute myself and sing along. And I'm sure everyone will hate that. I'm going to try something a little new here. Using our fancy soundboard, there's actually an FCC rule, first off, that you have to say at least WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford. This is Drew Cohen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio at least once every hour at certain times, you know, at the beginning and end of the show. But also, you have to play a TSA. So we're trying to play a TSA here. I believe you maybe just click on it. So in a moment here, we're going to get one that's extremely relevant. You know, it being so wet outside, I think we'll have Stephen Colbert tell us something.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, that is just great. Good to know how to do that. Good to stay in FCC guidelines. And good to prevent wildfires. I can't stress that enough, guys. Out here in Medford, in the suburbs, things are very flammable, especially when it looks to be monsoon season and the streets are incredibly wet. So that was our PSA. What else to talk about? You know, we have 8 or so more minutes. There's a final song that I'm going to be dedicating here to, again, my beloved roommate. Perhaps his favorite band, Deep Purple. Oh, we both deeply enjoy Deep Purple. We've had many a listening session in the dorm. It's a welcome distraction from the smell of rotting fruit. I'm kidding. And beyond that, we've got a few minutes to spare. So what's new, guys? All of you tough students, all of you listeners, this is Drew's party time just before our final song of the day. And what is new in life? Well, it's close to Halloween. And today I actually just received my Halloween costume. It was shipped directly from a fake brand in China. I'm going as Donald Duck from the Toon Squad with a couple of my friends who I met at the very beginning of college and haven't branched out from yet. And all but six, we ordered 6 costumes in total from this sketchy website. And all but one got shipped. So we have 5 out of 6 of the Toon Squad, and I believe Tweety Bird will have to somehow improvise their own costume. Really a shame there. We had another theme going. And with that, I do think I've rambled away enough time to play this final song. It's called Burn. It's by Deep Purple, as I said, my roommate's favorite song, or favorite band, perhaps favorite song. It's newly introduced to him, but I think he really enjoys it. Fun fact, actually, this song, and also Taking It to the Streets by the Doobie Brothers, was played at this Bernie rally. The song is called Burn, and I think you'll see why. It's extremely fitting. Honestly, seeing Bernie walk away and having this blare over the loudspeakers after his impassioned, you know, speech, it's simply a good moment. So here is Burn by Deep Purple, and thank you all for tuning in to Drew's Party Time.